Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Carrie Page, the Nutritional Services Director at Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, to discuss the new Diabetes Support Group.
The Diabetes Support Group, this of course happens to be a Diabetes Awareness Month, and this is the perfect time to launch that because many people who go through diabetes sometimes feel like they're in it alone, and this helps them to find others who are having the same problems and give them the support they need, right?
Yes, and this is a new group educational session that we're actually starting here at the hospital, so that's exciting. So you're right, you pretty much summed it up that this is more of a support side for both the patient, the person struggling with diabetes, but also we welcome their spouse or any other friend or family member that they have that's kind of helping them, or maybe they're also struggling themselves. And we have a lot of topics that we're going to be talking through. So for instance, we're going to be talking about how to get through the holidays, which can be a big struggle for a lot of people with diabetes. So kind of navigating, helping them through the holiday season. So
perhaps the biggest concern for someone with diabetes is diet. There is, of course, restrictions on sugar intake. In some cases, you don't have to completely cut it off, but you have to severely limit the amount. So the folks who are involved with this have to learn some of the differences and how to work around it, right?
You bet. So we'll discuss that too, not just ways to kind of navigate the grocery store, but also, just portion sizes and just how to kind of cope with those cravings that a normal person gets. So you don't just have to have diabetes to get cravings for carbs and sugars. So we'll kind of talk about in depth, how to go about, getting through those cravings and you can have some things, you can have everything, but it's all about moderation.
On top of that, there are many side effects of diabetes, problems with circulation, problems with vision, can make you more vulnerable to other diseases. For those who contract diabetes, they have to worry about those problems down the line and how to address those and possibly prevent them or at least control them if they are confronted with it, right?
Right. So throughout this support group, it'll be about 6 to 8 months long, depending on, how this first class feels like they've graduated with all their knowledge, but we'll have different speakers from different areas of health. So for instance, we'll have, an optometrist, we'll have a physician, we'll have a podiatrist, anything really that we can get, and just have them speak and express their knowledge to these patients. And so it's going to be really, really good to have all these different speakers. So our doors are always open and it's easy to sign up. We have a online sign up, or otherwise you can just call the hospital and ask for our diabetes educator, myself, Carrie Page, and we'll be happy to set you up and give you details if you need. And it's free, so you just got to show up once a month for about an hour and just meet the people, fantastic group that we've got started here, and get ready to learn and express some support that you need. So
now on another front, this happens to be National Healthcare Quality Week, and certainly something that the staff here and the employees want to emphasize, that this is the time of the year that we recognize those who are involved in healthcare and how much they and their institutions strive to provide top-notch healthcare to their patients.
That's the biggest thing. Our main goal and focus here at Knoxville Hospital and Clinics is having quality health care that, the patient feels satisfied. We like to go above and beyond, and we've got quite a few focuses and measures.
You have a lot of goals and a lot of objectives and a lot of standards that you have to meet to provide the health care level that that your patients need, right?
Yes, we do. And we track those things, too, and we're always looking to improve. So it's good to hear some of the negative feedback, but also the positive feedback, so we can continue to reach each and every patient the best way possible, every single minute, second, hour of each and every day. So very important to us here at Knoxville Hospital.
Thanks to Carrie Page for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at caniakrls.com.